In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. When our Lord Jesus Christ was born, the angels announced to the shepherds that He is the Savior, Christ, the Son of God. And the star announced to the wise men that He is the King of the Jews. And when they found Him in Bethlehem or in Nazareth, they worshipped Him and they announced prophetically that He is the King when they offered gold, the high priest when they offered frankincense, and the crucified for us when was going to suffer for us when they offered to Him the myrrh. And today when He went to John the Baptist to be baptized on His hands, the baptism of repentance, not only the angels, not only the star, not only the shepherds, and not only the wise men, but the Father and the Holy Spirit announced that He is the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world. That's why today is the greatest day. When the Lord Father, whom we heard about now, that no one can see Him and live, as He said to Moses in the Old Testament, the Lord sent several signs. But when our Lord Jesus Christ accepted the baptism of repentance, the Father and the Son, the Father and the Holy Spirit announced openly to the whole world that he was not a sinner. He did not need the baptism of repentance. On the contrary, the Father said from heaven, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am pleased. Obey Him or listen to Him." And the Holy Spirit, who dwelt in the womb of the pure mother, St. Mary, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born from her, came down from heaven to announce that I am the Spirit of the Father, and I am the Spirit of the Son, who accepted the baptism of repentance for the whole world, who accepted our sins, who put on His shoulders our sins, the sins of the whole world, from Adam to the last person who will be born before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only the Christians, but everyone in the whole world, the Lord Jesus Christ accepted to be the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world. This is the only meditation that we want to know tonight. Who is Jesus Christ for you? What He means to you? What do you think about Him? He is the Lamb who is ready to bear your sins. He is the Lamb who is able to forgive your sins. He is the Lamb who was slaughtered on the cross and his blood poured on the ground to purify me and you and everyone from his sins, the original and the present sins, every single sin. So the question now, why we are delayed to repent? Why don't we have this good chance to ourselves? If we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who bears my sins, who forgives my sins, who opens to me the door of hope and the gate of heaven, why do I postpone my repentance? And when I repent, why do I repent not seriously, not from all my heart? Because when I repent from my heart, when I receive the absolution in the confession sacrament and the forgiveness of my sins and the down payment of the heavenly life in the Holy Communion, why do I come back easily to my sins? This is a question. And this question is very important for us now. Please, if you know that He is the Lamb who bears your sins, put yourself under His feet, repent, confess, leave your sins, leave your weaknesses, leave your old life to start a new life with Him, or to renew your testament with Him, to renew your covenant with Him. That's why the Epiphany Day or the Epiphany Feast is one of the greatest feasts of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, it comes during the weekdays, it comes during the work and the school, so not much people give an attention to this feast. And for your information, in the past, they did not celebrate the Nativity alone. They concentrated more on the Epiphany or the Theophany, because on this day, the Holy Trinity announced that the second person of the Holy Trinity will become the Savior of the whole world and the Lamb who bears the sins of the world. Please, let us repent. Let us confess. Let us get spiritual benefit from this feast and look at Him saying, "You are the Lamb who is ready to bear my sins. I do not want to keep my sins anymore. I want to put them under your cross, so as your blood, when it pours down, it removes these sins. Your pure blood will remove my sins and purify my life and make me ready for heaven. Not only in heavens, but also on earth, when I live not according to my will, but according to your will. Glory be to God forever. Amen."